Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Reverend Morgan, Ulysses Morgan, and I am delighted to be here. I bring you greetings from Genesis International Ministries. We just thank God for all that He is doing in our lives, and I am delighted that you have tuned in today to this broadcast. I believe that God is getting ready to give you a word and answer for your prayer. And I implore you, even at this time, if you are not listening by your phone, call someone and let them know that we are on the air. God just may have a word for them, and you could be a recipient in causing their blessings to come to pass by getting them to hear the word of God. You'd be surprised. Amen. You may even call somebody to stop or cease from committing suicide just by calling them and getting them to tune in to hear the word of God. You never know what a phone call may do. You never know, amen, what a word may do to somebody whom you know. A lot of times God may not give it to you, but He'll give it to someone else. But your gift is to make sure that they receive it from whom God is giving it to. Amen. It's time now for a burden for souls and not so much to preach. Amen. A burden for souls and not so much to teach. Because this is the topic that I'm going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about, amen, authority. We're going to be talking about what's the problem in our churches and what's the problem, amen, in our government. We're going to be talking about all that. And it's one major word that describes it all. Amen. And that is a push for position, which is authority. Everybody wants authority. Glory to God. Everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody wants to be smart. They want to know everything. And we've got to understand that God didn't give everything to everybody, which indicates to me that no matter who you are, there is an area of life where you have to listen to somebody if you're going to get God to move in your life. Let's pray before we go further. Father, we thank you right now for this broadcast and those that are watching or hearing me, glory to God, on this broadcast, this radio station, wonderful radio station. We thank God and we pray that you, by your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, would go into the room or the car or wherever they may be at this time and prepare their hearts to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to get into my word today, and we want to talk about this, and we want to make sure that we, amen, try to spend as much time as we can on it, because we can never cover any message, any teachings. I don't care who's doing it. You can never cover all the ground in one setting. It would take days, glory to God. But we're going to try our best to give you something that you can chew on and go back and study on for yourself. But basically, we're talking about authority. I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. I want you to get your pencil, too, as well, because you're going to need to mark these things in your Bible, glory to God. Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 11th verse, we're going to talk about these various gifts here. Amen. And let me read it here. He says, and he gave, talking about Jesus, and he gave some, talking about the church, he gave, well, let me back up. He gave some, talking about anointed men, the office of apostle, and some, the office of prophet, and some, the office of evangelists, and some, the office of pastors, and some, the office of the teacher. I'm going to hold just that one verse. I'm going to read 12 in a few minutes, but I'm going to hold right there. And we must understand that these particular five ministering gifts have different titles. And the difference of the title shows us that there is a difference in the operation, and you cannot, and especially in certain sessions, exercise. God is not going to give you the office of all of these perfected in itself to one man. Had he gave all of these in its perfection to one man, then there would not be a need for the titles, or there would not be a need for, other men to be preaching. When Paul was preaching, Paul was not the only one preaching in that day. Amen. There were other preachers. Peter was still preaching in that day. Glory to God. And we have to understand that Peter had an assignment and Paul had an assignment, even though that they were apostles. And if they had operated outside of their assignment, God couldn't use them, because now they're thinking that they have more than what God gave them. And this is what's wrong today with our churches today. Now, I know that people want to talk about what happened in Charleston, South Carolina. Amen. And it is tragic. It shouldn't have been done. And it seems as though it was a certain area of the reason why they did that. But I'll get to that a little bit later. I feel led that we need to talk about this, and that is we have to understand what is the problem of our churches today, breaking up, falling apart, having dissensions in the midst of the boards and what have you. It is because everybody wants authority. Everybody wants to be in charge. They want to have the power. They want to have the say-so. Amen. You have to look at that number one demonic spirit above all. The reason Satan got kicked out of heaven was because he wanted control of heaven. And he could not get control. And so ever since then, he's been, agitating men to take over, amen, everything that belongs to God and let him rule through them. Glory to God. Think about it. What problems do you have in your church? What problems do you see in other churches? If you cut the bottom line, if you, amen, reduce it to its lowest term, you will find out that all it is Satan wanting control, amen, wanting power. And a lot of times we want power in areas we have not been anointed in. Glory to God. How can you rule with power in an area God didn't give you the power over? You won't have the wisdom of it. You won't have the knowledge of it. He will not give you the skills in it. Amen. And so it's just a lust spirit that wants to be in charge and wants to have a title and wants to lead and wants to be in charge of everything. And a lot of times, glory to God, it is so sad to see that, because a lot of people who are in that category just, in a sense, if I could just say it, beating their head up against the wall. You're just running, but you're not going anywhere. Because the only way you can be prosperous in Christ Jesus is to operate in the calling that he's called you to be in, and he will let you know what that is. Don't be anxious to get in a position. Always be willing, the Bible said, to be asked up than to be asked down. God will always confirm his calling in your life by some other anointed person who is higher than you or more anointed than you or have more wisdom than you or more experience in this thing than you. Glory to God. And even in that, you have to wait and allow God to put you in the position and cause things to position themselves so that when it's your time, nobody will have any doubt that this is your calling. First he gave apostles, then some prophets, and you, amen, and then you got the apostles wanting to be like the prophets. Amen. I'm not saying God can't use these two men for a word or to give a word, glory to God, because when there is no one else, he has to use it. But they understood who they were. Paul understood he was an apostle of Christ, glory to God. And some evangelists, glory to God. That means you just go around and you preach. Amen. You travel. You do certain things, and you can do better. And some pastors. Amen. You cannot pastor and evangelize. You got to understand your calling. And then there are some teachers. And being a teacher doesn't mean that you have to be a pastor. You have to understand this because a lot of people are hindering themselves. And therefore, you got chaos in the church. Glory to God. The gentleman that went into the church in Charleston had a mindset and was given unto him to do damage because he thought that he was powerful enough to do what he did, amen, and he was operating in a setting where he thought that it was, in a sense, okay to do this. He had no fear in going in there doing it, and why was that? But he had in himself to understand that he had the power to go in and do what he did. Amen. Satan got the glory out of all of that because now he's saying, I have went into the church or I caused some person, I'll leave it right there, to go into the church and destroy people in the church. Glory to God. So he's gloating over that. But this guy's looking at what power he had, the words that he heard that caused him to go in there. And we have the same principle in the church. It may not be with a gun. You may not have physically killed anybody. But when you're in the church and everybody is arguing over who's in charge and who's the head deacon and who's the pastor and who's this, and you've got chaos in the church and you've got people that are looking for the word of God. This is all they want to hear. They're hurting. Amen. They're on the verge of committing suicide. They're in poverty. They want to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. And they're going in into chaos. And so you're, in a sense, murdering those people because they're not getting what they need to have. Oh, my God. When are we going to learn? Look what it says in 12th verse. For the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And this is what the church is all about. It's supposed to be all about. Well, let me back up. Listen to this, people. Those of you that are listening by radio, listen to this. It says, for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. This is what the church is about. It is about it. Somebody said, well, no, it can't be, Pastor, because where I go, if this is happening and they're arguing about that, that's not the church. Glory to God. That's a building with people in it that have been led by another spirit. The church are the saints of God. He's coming back after a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, which means the people he's coming back at, the saints, the true believers, those who are true worshipers, those who love God. You may not be recognized, but you may be the main one God raptures out of here. That's the church, and the church is going to abide by the will of God. Amen. It's going to happen. Now let me give you a little scenario. Coming from Numbers, the 16th chapter, that I often refer to at times. Glory to God. And you can turn your Bibles there if you so desire. I'm going to read it. We find here that Moses is encountering something. Moses was born for a purpose. Children of Israel was in Egypt, and they were praying for a leader, and they were praying to be free from bondage, and God sent them a person born in their own community, in their own clan, and placed him in a position with Pharaoh. And when Moses was placed in the position with Pharaoh, when his daughter pulled him out of the water and placed him in that position, God had a plan. God had a plan even then. And so after he got acquainted with Pharaoh, God had to move him out. Now, everybody else thought he was cursed, but he wasn't cursed. God had to move him out. How could God move him out? He would not have left on his own. He had to be forced out. And so what happened was is that y'all know the story. He killed an Egyptian, which to us would be so wrong, and they found out about it, and he had to leave town. He ran. But all of that was in the will and the plan of God, because Moses now is about to be something. He went to the backside of the mountain. He went way down from where he was. Glory to God. When he didn't have to want for nothing, now he's wanting for something. God had to train him by causing him to shepherd sheep, glory to God. And when the time was right, God called him to place him, amen, back into where he needed to be. Into the calling, or into the place where he intended for him to be anyway. And into the calling or position. And God is getting a lot of you all in position, and you don't know that he's doing it because it seems like everything ain't working right. Nothing's working right. Amen. Everything is going wrong. It seems like that you can't go forward sometimes or going backwards. But you got to understand, when you love God, when you're not criticizing people, when your heart is right with God, amen, when you praise him, when you give him the glory and do what you need, God is getting you into position. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Because you cannot preach, teach, witness, evangelize, pastor, or apostle anyone about anything that you have not been through yourself. Because if you talk to me about something I'm going through, you are not experienced in it. You're talking to me from speculation. Amen. You're talking to me about something you read. But when you can tell me from experience, using the Bible to back up what you have experienced, then there's an anointing behind it. And nobody can deny that God is using you in an area that you thought not. So here is Moses coming back, and when he came back, he comes to Pharaoh. He did something that none of the other Israelites could do. They could not do what he did because God didn't position them to do it. And they listened to Moses, but he didn't position anybody else to do what Moses did but Moses. Yet they tried. Number 16, Korah. Amen. And Abiu and Dathan, Abiram and Dathan, had a secret meeting, number 16, and they decided that they wanted to take over. After Moses brought them out of bondage, amen, God anointed him to lead them across the Red Sea, lead them through the wilderness. They got to a point where now they feel like we can take over ourselves. And the Bible says in the second verse of the 16th chapter of Numbers, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, then lift ye yourself above the congregation of the Lord. In other words, Moses, we know God too. We pray too. And what we come to find out that nobody actually appointed you over us. So what gives you the authority? So now we can do it ourselves. And they did not just come to this conclusion. They had secret meetings, sidebar backroom meetings. Glory to God. Before they came to Moses, because any time you're getting ready to plot against the will of God or against a person that belongs to God, you have to have a secret meeting first, because you've got to have people who agree with you, because you're not going to do it yourself. You want power behind you. You want a force behind you to go and do something that's not the will of God. Jesus never had to have, God never had to have any force behind him to do his will. Elijah didn't have to have nobody behind him. Elisha didn't have to have nobody behind him. Amen. Noah didn't have to have nobody behind him. Abraham didn't have to have nobody behind them. Only Satan is the one that gets a group of people to charge against what belongs to God. Yes. And so this is what happened. And so they come to Moses and say, we're gonna be our own boss. We're gonna start our own thing. We're gonna get an assembly in our own way. Amen. Because we don't see you leading us anymore. And the key point of it is they didn't know what they were doing, because Moses was the anointed man of God. And if they were to be successful in their journey, they had to follow the anointed man, because he was the only one that God was giving directions to. Oh, yes. He was the only one. So you have to understand, we need to understand that, glory to God, the lust for authority, the lust for leadership, the lust to be in charge, the lust to have power. And I know this may not sit well with a lot of people, because it's not blessings and blessings and coming out your ears and blessings on the left and on the right. But we have to make sure we have something to build blessings on. This is the foundation. Amen. There are many of you right now, but let me back up, that every person that's under the sound of my voice right now, you have a destiny that has already predestined for you. The plan is already made for you. When God sent Moses, amen, when God birthed Moses, when Moses was born, glory to God, what that indicated was Canaan was almost finished. God was preparing for them while they were praying for a deliverer, while they were in bondage, and God has prepared for you through Jesus Christ. He's prepared. Now he's trying to get you where you need to go, and Satan wants to stop you every hand, because he knew if the children of Israel got to the promised land, they would know that God was a man of his word. They would have boosted their faith in God, their praise in God, their worship in God. So he says, let me try to stop them before they get to the promise, so that it would look like God was alive. Amen. And that's what Satan is trying to do to many of you that are listening to me now. And this is my assignment to give you today, and I hope that you understand where I'm coming from. Glory to God. God opened up the ground and swallowed these 250 princes, amen, and all of them that followed them. And then there were some that didn't even come to that meeting with Moses, but they agreed with him. God still went back and got them, glory to God, because they were about to destroy the plan of God, number one. And number two is they came against the man, the servant, the anointed of God, amen. They came against him, and coming against him would have distorted the plan that God had. They wanted to be in charge. Amen. They wanted to have power. They wanted to have that title. They wanted to have, amen, that position. Glory to God. They wanted the position don't make the person. The person makes the position. The anointing calls the position. You can get called whatever you want to get called. That doesn't make you what you are called. Amen. This is why I say, if you're a deacon and all you do is just come and sit down and don't do nothing, then it's wrong for me to call you that, because I understand that you have not the anointing of a deacon. It doesn't belittle you in any way, because if you're not a deacon, then that means that there is another calling for you, and the only way you're going to be successful in life and in Christ is that you operate in the calling that God has called you to operate in. I don't want to be anything. I don't want to be called anything that God didn't call me, that God didn't make me. I want to be where he has already positioned me. I don't want to be, the Bible said, be anxious for nothing. I don't want to be too over anxious to get in somewhere that God didn't call me, because if I do, I'm spinning my wheels. Nothing is working. Nothing is going to happen. But if I get where God wants me to be, oh, yes. You don't have to keep praying for it. You don't have to do it. It'll fall in line because you're where God wants you to be. Everything Moses went through fell in line with God. Glory to God. And everything that God has for you is going to fall in line when you just learn to accept God as who he is and let him make you who he wants you to be. I'm talking to someone right now. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. Amen. But I know that you're there. Get ready for the greatest miracle you can ever have. But make sure that you're not bucking for position or power or authority. Amen. Make sure you're not in the clique about arguing about position, power, of authority. Amen. If there's a pastor in the church, let him be the pastor. Amen. If he's the, let him be the pastor. Glory to God. Let him lead the people. I don't care if he just got hired last year, yesterday, whatever. Let him lead the people. If you have confidence in him as appointing him as your pastor, then let him be your pastor. Glory to God. God will show you if the anointing is on that person to be a pastor or not, because God is about progress. Not just, amen. But many of you right now have callings on your life. You have blessings. Amen. And God is getting ready to position you where you need to be. Get ready for it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just prepare for it. It may take a year. It may take a day. Amen. 1,000 years is as one day. One day is as 1,000 years, says the Lord. My ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts your thoughts. Glory to God. But what I'm going to do for you, you're not going to know what I'm going to do. I will give you an inkling about it in intervals, and I will show you in dreams and visions about where I'm taking you, but you will never know the full extent of where I'm taking you, because if I showed you all of that, glory to God, the enemy can fight against you anyway. But I'm going to take you to a place, and God is going to take somebody to a place. My time is gone. I thank God for your time listening to me. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you in any way, please let me know. Amen. You can do it by email, Reverend.UlyssesMorgan.Jr30@Yahoo. Or you can write me at P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, zip code 31010. Until our next broadcast, we say God bless you and keep you is our prayer. God bless you.